Hello, sister, Sister Deb from DoorParish.com. Hey, I've been running around doing all kinds of things today, getting things done. People have been buying things, lots of witnessing going on. I've been doing a lot of ministering with a lot of sisters and seekers and things like that. So it's pretty awesome. This was just a quick thought popped in my mind, and I thought I would share it with you because I know it will be encouraging to some of you. So as we have been doing this ministry and we've come across a lot of people, you know, most often you probably realize most people get to a certain point and they don't want to, there's something they don't want to give up. I just did an audio about the last thing or one thing, I think it is. I can't remember what it's called. But anyway, you know, there's that point where people get to the gate and they're looking, maybe they've made some steps and something makes them stop and turn back. It's something in their flesh, something they can't give up. And so we rejoice when we see people pressing through that. And I want to let you know, there are saints out there or even seekers who are really pressing and pressing for the truth. And it's greatly edifying. I know I did a thank you kind of how you sisters refresh us, and Brother James added to that. And then he did a praise report on this. And this just kind of popped in my mind. When I see a sister who, let's see, how do I say this? You know, we can only do so much long distance. It's hard because there's saints all over the world. We travel around so much and we fellowship long distance in the means that we have available to us. And that could be phone calls, messenger, email, audios across the countries, or however we do it, however it works for the saints. We're always encouraging and edifying that way. And I'm very busy with sisters who are striving in the truth, and we're sharing daily encouragement, and it's pretty awesome. And so what I do with sisters is, because we're not face-to-face, we don't have back-and-forth communication very often like that. And you can only do it when you can, different time zones and all this other stuff. And so we try to just work it out on an individual basis, you know, because some people come to us and they have a lot of biblical knowledge and they don't really need much teaching or training. We just kind of go over everything and make sure everybody is all speaking the same thing of one mind, like the scriptures say. And then we share daily life of victories, trials, things like that. And just doing that brings up topics that, you know, iron sharpens iron. And us sisters are always bringing up something different, you know, experiences that we've gone through and maybe we need help. Or, hey, this is what I learned. Or victories, failures, whatever it is. Even just simple Titus 2 things helps us in being godly women. And so it's pretty awesome because we can only share what we know, what we have experienced, and maybe give some biblical advice on how somebody could do something in their life. But they have to live it out because they're the ones there living it. They see the circumstances. They know what will work and what won't. And so when I offer things to sisters, it's for them to ponder on, go to the Lord, and see if something that like that might help them in their walk. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it brings up a different idea for them that seems to work. And so I just wanted to say, you know, when I get to see a sister who is like maybe battling through something I can't really help with, we can hand out scriptures to them, maybe try to understand the situation. And so through that, we just pray and we're there for them as they work these things out. It could be an internal thing, whatever it is. And then when all of a sudden they see it and then they share it, it's like, oh, that is so awesome. So amazing. It's like a breakthrough. And I know I've had enough of those of my own, you know, I mean, we're going to continue having them as we walk in this life of Christ. Praise God. It is so awesome. And I just, a sister happened to share one, and it made me laugh and smile today, the way she put that, and now she's going to see some freedom on the other side to continue moving forward, and it's awesome. So just want to share that for some encouragement for you sisters. And I wanted to share this verse that I shared with that sister. Hold on, I'm going to go get that. Okay, before I read that, I just want to say, you know, I shared with her Simplicity in Christ. You know, man-made religion complicates everything. Satan complicates and confuses it. If you see a pattern of confusion in your life, confusion over some issues, and it never can be resolved, and it's not lining up with Scripture, then it's not of God. And like I said, you know, there's obviously you can have some confusion in communication with somebody, but it's going to be ironed out and worked out quickly, you know, to get to the truth for everybody who's seeking truth. And so we can walk confidently in this walk of Christ. We've got His Word. We've got His truth. We have faith. We can stand rock solid in it. And we have the comfort of knowing that we can know all truth. Because John 16:13 says, "Howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, He shall speak, and He will show you the things to come." So praise God, sisters. Just an encouragement to let you know we can have all truth. We can stand all truth. We just have to keep pressing through. Thank you, sisters, for reaching out and sharing all these things, because I like to share them with all you other sisters, because I know it's kind of like the ripple effect. If one is suffering, we're all going to suffer and try to help that person. If one is rejoicing, we're all going to rejoice. If one is learning, we're all going to learn. And so it's pretty amazing. You know, it's like bearing one another's burdens. And the Scriptures talk about rejoicing and weeping with one another. And so just spreading it out there for you, sisters. And praise God, I'm going to let you go. I have a lot of things we got to do. We're looking forward to, Lord willing, an event tomorrow in a town a little ways away from here. And let's see what happens. Maybe there'll be a sheep. The blood of Christ will be lifted up. His name will be glorified, and we are willing to help anybody who is seeking truth. And we're going to stand on that rock solid truth that we can know. Praise God. All right, love to you, sisters. Hold fast. May God be praised.